How exactly does, say, Rosicrucianism or Freemasonry fit in with Francis's more Thelemic philosophies? Because, as you had mentioned, you weren't especially ecstatic about learning and practicing the Rose Cross ritual. Even though he did, in whatever way or for whatever reason, insist that you did at least learn the ritual. How did this Rosicrucian Christian or Gnostic Christian material philosophy fit in with his more new eon Crowleyan Thelemic philosophies and ideals?
Well, I think we need to differentiate between ritual or a particular type or group of rituals and philosophy. As far as Francis was concerned, the Book of the Law was, privately he would admit he felt it was totally an inspired work, and the philosophy of Thelema, while not inherently or necessarily historically first presented in the Book of the Law, Crowley's presentation did much to keep that particular point of view alive. Almost all the orders have, you know, some similar base in either Egyptian, Hebraic, and some people even claim Norse philosophy or ritual, although some of those individuals who are more Nordic would tend to disagree with that and believe that everything started with that particular group of people, while the Golden Dawn and Thelema tend to lean, you know, much closer to the Egyptians and to pre-Egyptians and to the Hebrew Kabbalah.
Gnosticism.
And Gnosticism, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. For them, of course, you have to remember the cross was a symbol of the process of verticality and the process of horizontality, of things going horizontal and things going vertical. It was not obviously a Christian symbol and existed long before the Christians even adopted the name Christian, Christos, which has its origins, it appears in Greek. So, you know, for me, I some of the qualities of the Golden Dawn I just didn't like because of a little bit too much leaning toward the Christian point of view and the Christian symbolism that was involved. And I felt more comfortable and feel more comfortable with Thelemic rituals and initiations.